So, I've been thinking about two things a lot lately. One is the idea of experiences being the important thing. The other, the play, is a fantastic medium for learning, for experiencing things, and for the good of humankind. There's been a number of things that have led me to thinking about this, and I'm still trying to piece it all together. If you've any thoughts on any of this, then tweet me back, because I'm very interested in working it all out. Firstly, Hope and Social events. We've been doing events like the bus trip recently. Before that, we did the Come Down With Us thing, and then we did the Crypt gig, where we get people involved and we make art with them. And you know, the key thing is to have fun and make art. Kyle Bylin from Hypebot actually did an interview with me on hypebot.com about this, and the idea that experiences are the things that make people happy, and material possessions significantly less so, because you buy something, say you buy a computer, a new computer, you get excited about it, it makes you happy in the short term, and then as time goes by, your happiness with said item drops off. Whereas with an experience, you have the experience, and then through time, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, because you're recalling it and you're describing it, and you're still getting joy from the thing that you've done. Also, experiences. Yeah, Bill Drummond at Unconvention this past weekend has been breaking my brain with things such as the 17, which you can find at the 17, the numeral 17, that is, the17.org. In the 17, Bill has a score, or his number of scores, so it's been performed at various places and in different guises over the years. But the 17 is noises made by groups of 17 people at an event, at an occasion, and then that gets played back to them in a room at a given space and time, and they experience all the noises together in one go. It's then deleted. It kind of broke my head, because I'm at a new music conference thinking about Hope and Social a little bit, and then all of a sudden there is something which is very much just about the art, about the experience, and absolutely nothing to do with a business model. So, I've been thinking about experiences. I've been thinking about the playfulness of something like Bill Drummond's The 17. I was thinking about the playfulness of a lot of the performances that happened at Unconvention, and that the experience that I had at Unconvention will live on much longer than an artifact that I could have bought about the event, you know, a bag or an Unconvention t-shirt or something like that, because it's the experience that's the important thing. So I've been trying to take that forward in my work with young people in the past a few weeks. Something I'm not going to do is the Bill Drummond thing of deleting it afterwards. I think particularly when working with young people, whether it be young people in care or songwriting courses or rock schools, I think it's really good that they can make something, that they can make a cultural artifact, a thing that they can put on the internet and share and talk about and discuss. Because I think culture and communities, this is the way we can join people and communities. Emma at Culture Vultures, that's Culture Vultures on Twitter, is brilliant at this. She's like a curator of culture. So yeah, these are things I'm exploring. I'm a bit waffly, and I apologise for that. But if you have any thoughts on this, please tweet me, email me, go to my site and email me, or email me at rich@hopeandsocial.com. But I think this is important. We need to try and integrate people through the use of cultural artifacts and use this to build communities. It's what everyone's doing at Unconvention, and we should keep on fighting that flag. Thanks, Billy Bragg, for your bit of Unconvention. You've made me an activist.